Hugh, we've got a nice little question for you here from listener Rakesh. Can you swim in the Antarctic Ocean?
The answer is I can't, because actually we have rules against it at our stations after we actually had an accident where somebody was killed by a leopard seal, which is the not very fun answer.
Oh my goodness. I was just about to ask, because a lot of your research is done on boats. So at some point, somebody must have fallen overboard once. And it wasn't the cold that was the issue. It was the leopard seals.
So this was someone who was snorkeling at the time. So we have scuba divers, but they also used to do some snorkeling. And we now have to have lots of hours of seal watching before people enter the water and be really careful about how we do those kind of things. But there still are in some research stations, midwinter swims, where they will actually go into the sea in Antarctica and have a little swim around. And it is incredibly cold. And it's quite amazing that human bodies can cope with swimming for a fairly long period of time in that temperature of water, as long as they're sorted out properly when they get out. And if you've prepared for it. And so it's like the people who get out of a sauna and get into some Finnish lake or whatever, and it's very cold when it's iced over. You can do that, but you just have to get somewhere nice and warm and warm yourself up properly afterwards. So I've paddled in Antarctica, and I can tell you that it felt like pins and needles. It was the most horrible cold that I've ever felt. So beyond that, I don't know anyone would go any further than their ankles, to be honest. But if they want to do it, it is doable.
And midwinter, it's pitch black as well. So not only is it freezing, you can't see anything.
Yeah.
Not for me.
No.